Hey, Kat, how's everything going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. We're in 2024 now. I mean, I'm sure you got lots of big plans for the upcoming year.
I have some gigs coming up that I'm very excited about.
Now, you're somebody who grew up here in the Peace region in Grimshaw and Peace River. Now, you're residing outside of Edmonton. Sort of how did growing up here get you going in music?
Yeah, growing up there, my parents put me in music lessons with this like local teacher in Peace River. And I would just remember going like every week and I would just sing musical theater songs. I think I started my first actual like performance was, I think, It's a Hard Knock Life when I was like 6 years old or something like that. And yeah, I just remember being on the stage. And yeah, I would always just sing as a child. So my parents put me into music lessons. And yeah.
So what made you want to pursue music as a career rather than just a hobby?
Yeah, so I actually thought about doing something different when I was growing up through high school. I thought I was going to do something sciencey, which didn't turn out. I realized that music is kind of my life. It's kind of always what I've been doing. It's always what I go to whenever I'm like feeling down. So yeah, music is my life. So I'm going to pursue music.
Now, I mean, you recorded your first ever song in Burn that we are going to play in just a little bit. Sort of how did the song Burn come about for you in creating it and deciding this is what the first song of yours was going to be?
So I remember I just wrote the song. I was going through a little like struggling time with like alcohol a lot, and I would just like always drink a lot. And I just remember just writing that song about kind of battling alcohol in a way. And yeah, because I would drink like every night and then for like months and months. And yeah, I got out of that, which is good. But yeah, Burn is kind of like a response against like alcohol, basically, if that makes sense.
Oh, it does. It does. I was going to say, like, you're really young. And so it's a little weird to come to terms with that, especially at that kind of age, because most people would probably just brush it off going, oh, I'm young. It's just, you know, part of, you know, being a teenager is you have a tendency to drink. Though if you're underage, you shouldn't do it. I have to put that out there for possible legal reasons. but I mean, the fact that you came to terms with that is pretty impressive at a young age.
Yeah, Burn kind of like helped me a lot, and songwriting helped me a lot. Every time I was down, I would just like go to songwriting, and Burn came out of that. Yeah, when I was just really down one night.
So, I mean, what does sort of the future look like with cutting and releasing songs after Burn? Is there any plans for that in 2024?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to my recording studio, I guess. Yeah, it's not really like a studio, but it's a music studio, but there's like other people that do independent like recording sessions out of it. So I am doing like independent recording sessions essentially. But I have a couple of songs that I want to release in probably a couple next months, I would say. Yeah.
So, I mean, where do the songs come from then? Are they always like sort of that kind of personal experience like Burn is? Or is it something where every so often you just kind of write your, for lack of a better term, a generic sort of, you know, beers, trucks, honky tonks type song? No offense to anybody who writes those, but
they're bangers. They're so good. So I usually just write whenever like something major has happened in my life, I'll just think about it and just write. Anytime like I'll be really upset. I remember I got a speeding ticket and I got so mad about it. And I just wrote a whole song about the officer that gave me the ticket. So I'll write a lot of songs just based on like scenarios that happened in my life. And then some of them I just like completely make up. But yeah, they're usually from like experiences.
What is something you learned? Because we're just into 2024. What is something you learned in the last year that's really helped you grow and develop as an artist?
It's like, I would just say like, just be nicer on yourself because it's very difficult. And especially like for me, like I don't have a lot of money either. And music is so expensive. So yeah, I just kind of learned over 2023 that to just be a lot nicer to myself. And yeah, because sometimes performances wouldn't go as I wanted them. And I used to be really hard on myself. And now I've been getting a lot nicer to me as a performer. So yeah.
That's always a good thing to do. I mean, I'm always my own worst critic. Anything bad somebody could say about me, I'd probably probably told myself 10 times worse. Yeah. So it's one of those weird things. But, you know, if you can identify it and try to change that, I haven't been able to change it so much. But
yeah. Yeah, 2023 was a lot of learning.
So what are you expecting to come out of 2024 as we almost like a New Year's resolution, if you will, when it comes to your music?
I want to just write as much as I can. This year, especially like in 2023, I wrote so many more songs than I ever have before. And I want to essentially just write so much. And I want to do a lot more co-writing because I haven't done a lot of co-writing. And I want to just, yeah, try co-writing out and yeah, just release more music and play more shows. I'm a, like an opportunity taker. So I usually just, when every opportunity comes to me, I'm like, I can sing, I'll do it. I'll like perform that day. Yeah.
Well, Burn is an absolute great song, especially for a debut single. And yeah, thanks for taking the time to hang out with us here at River Country Rising Stars, Kat.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.